Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Very, very big episode today. Jules is here.
Hi, guys.
Historic. Very historic. Chris is here, too.
Hello, that is historic.
Bella is here.
Hey.
Intern Bella is in. Wow, that was her first, like, her first drop in. How'd it feel?
Yes, it felt great.
So, intern Bella is here in the flesh for the very first time. But, you know, we are at Studio B. We are at the Berkeley. Mm-hmm. We've got so many questions for Bella. We're all getting to know each other. Her and Jules have been drinking most of the day.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Which is new for Jules. Bella showed up here and corrupted the hell out of Jules.
No, I really did. Because Jules was trying to tap out. And I was like, no. We're not tapping out.
Is it your birthday?
No. You came up to me in the hallway and said, oh, my God, I forgot it's your birthday. It's not my birthday.
I didn't say I forgot it's your birthday. I said I heard it's your birthday.
Yeah, it's not
my
birthday.
I didn't know your birthday to begin
it's
with.
Not
but
my birthday. Yeah.
Do you want to tell the story of how we met?
Oh, my gosh. So I went up to Chris, and I was like, hey, Chris, I'm Bella. And I think he thought I was a fan of The Housewives. And he was like, hi, I'm Chris. And then it was just like, it was so awkward because I was expecting a sarcastic comment or something. And I got nothing. And then, like, I was like, I went up to Jules, and I was like, Jules, I think he thought I was a fan of him. And then he came up to me in the hallway, and he was like, I didn't realize who you were. And
I
was
like, I didn't say it like that. But.
Okay,
always nice
like
to meet a fan, Bella. Very nice to meet you. Happy birthday.
Bye, have a good podcast.
Bye, Chris.
Yeah, there was lots going on, but when I met Bella, I met her at the pool.
Yes.
And the first words were, me and Chris already had a very awkward exchange. Now, I don't know if you and Chris were still beefing also too, Jules. I don't know what the deal is.
Sometimes we are.
Yeah.
There's just like awkward moments, but we work past that. Mm-hmm.
No, I was just excited to meet him, like, because I used to watch The Real Housewives, so I saw you guys when you guys were, like, younger, I guess, and then I was like, oh my god, he's so funny, like, I can't wait to meet him. I thought if I said my name was Bella, he would know who I was, but he had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but we had this conversation. I said, you're kind of like where Jules was at in the beginning. If you didn't say intern Jules, like, intern was the first name.
The first name,
so,
yeah.
And it's an honorary thing. So, you know, but we're here. We're at the Berkeley.
Yeah. Yes. Exciting. I'm so excited.
So, are you, a couple quick hits.
Yes. Go.
Are you, would you rather be at this studio or home based on listening to the episodes?
What do you mean by
the
home? Like
mom's basement
home?
Studio.
Mom's basement?
Yeah.
I'm actually excited to be here because I've never been to the Jersey Shore.
Oh, no?
I've been to Seaside, but I was told it doesn't count. So, no. Like, I can't say.
It doesn't count.
Well, I mean, it's one town, you know? Like it does. It does, but, like,
okay,
there's, you
like,
know.
I stayed in a really dusty motel with bugs.
Yeah,
and
that
it
sounds.
It was after prom, and literally our most excited moments were at the top of this fake turfed rooftop, and it was just, like, dirty lawn chairs. I don't know what diseases were up there, but like, you know, it was after prom, so you expect what you expect.
Yeah. That's a very, that's pretty much exactly my prom experience, my post prom experience.
Did
as
you
well.
Go to Seaside too?
I went to Cape May for, which
that's
was weird.
Fancy.
That's
a nice far.
Is that like a Franklin Lakes thing?
I think, well, maybe it was Wildwood.
We did Wildwood.
Maybe it was Wildwood.
Wildwood's a little more like, I feel like after prom has to be a little ratchet.
Well, no, because it was a giant outdoor motel thing. We were all in a motel.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty long story, but we had I actually had to ride shotgun for someone to get the morning after pill, which it wasn't for me. But back then,
I'm pretty sure you weren't pregnant.
This thing was not over the counter, so you had to go to the hospital for such things.
Wow.
Yeah, ruined our entire weekend.
Get it at CVS?
No, you just
with
had to sit
ID?
Around. No, it was just like you needed an appointment for that stuff, and everybody looked at you funny the whole time. So the guy was like, "Hey, will you come down?" Because they had to go together. And he was kind of a very stand-up guy. Went with the whole thing.
Well, good. I hope he paid for it.
So
it's his problem.
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think I guess it had to be insurance or something. I don't know how we got here.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know how we got here. Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
So do you want to, before we get into some questions and stuff, do you want to address the community? How are you feeling? What are your first impressions of everybody? You're meeting everybody for the first time. Do you want to tell everybody about yourself?
Okay. So, hey, community. You guys have never heard my voice before, ever. I've been drinking, so that's like a first disclaimer. But also, Jules was great. I thought she hated me for the longest time. That was literally the narrative of this whole show since I started working, and it was literally just instigated, and it was just like, Jules hates me, and I just thought Jules did not like me. And then me and Jules hung out the whole day, and literally that is not the case at all. But we're great. Jules was awesome. Aww. It was great to spend the day with her, and then we're going out later too. We're enjoying life. Albie's been busy, so I haven't really had a full
this
chance.
This is our first like real conversation.
This is our first real conversation because at the cabana, you know, we sent us a video to my friend because he was a big fan of Albie's, and that was about it. We talked for like a few seconds, but I was really excited to meet Albie and Chris because like I used to watch The Real Housewives back. Like your first beginning seasons, I watched. I told Nando that, and he was like, "Good, we need somebody who has watched the podcast." I don't know what's going on with their. I didn't watch The Real Housewives, whatever. And I was like, "Okay, cool." Like I could tell you. And then, I watched the first few seasons of that, and so I was like, "Oh, this is cool." Like I wanted to come out and like be on the show, so like I'm excited. Like I'm meeting Albie right now, so like I can't tell you my impressions of Albie because it's happening right now.
Yes, very. It's evolving as we speak.
It's evolving as we speak because he's a busy man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like it's funny because when I first started working here, Jules would just text me, "Are you mad at me?" Like all the time. And I'm like, Jules, you show up here, and then Jules even started working here. And I think obviously she, I think everybody kind of gets it now.
Yeah.
But it's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, no, it's so hard. Like, Albie will call me, like, for a few seconds, be like, "Are you good? Like, what's up?" And I'm like, we're good. And he'd be like, okay. Like, and we'll pod in a few. Like, it just happens.
You podcast at your school. You just graduated.
Yeah. So I just graduated undergrad. Mm-hmm. Little segue. I just graduated undergrad from Iona College. So I would podcast at my show. I would bullshit on the mic for fun. And my teacher really likes it, and like he sends it out to people, and he's like, "Oh, she's so funny. She's just the hot mess. She's so dysfunctional. Like it's just great. It's great." And then like he just sends it out to people. So like podcasting is really fun to me because it's less scripted. Like I was saying right before we got on here, I would we were doing like mic checks. I was like, I would mic check to Nicki Minaj lyrics because when we would do it at our school for our TV station, it was so like scripted, and it was so like strict in what you had to do that like I wanted to make things interesting, so I would rap all the lyrics to Super Bass because like I was trying to keep everybody pumped up and alive.
Are you like is that just kind of like, do you like the song or do you like rap and stuff?
I just would do it for fun. Like my party trick is I could do the whole Busta Rhymes Look At Me Now thing. Like the whole, like, you know, his part where you're like.
First of all, I just love anybody that sets something, tees something up with my party trick.
Yeah,
here's my party trick. I don't have a party trick. My party trick is showing up, period. If I actually show up, that's my party trick. So we have to hear this. We have to hear the party trick.
No, I can't do it.
What do you mean you can't do it? You don't just say something like that into a microphone and then not.
No, because I need the song. I need the beat in the background. There's a lot of curse words that I shouldn't be saying.
I mean.
And then.
We're an explicit show.
Yeah. It's a sensitive time. I don't want
to. Got it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll let you kind of get acclimated words. And then we'll see how you feel.
Yeah, and then we'll see. Maybe I'll do some Super Bass, but I won't do Look At Me Now. Because Look At Me Now is it's a lot. I need the beat in the background, and then I got you with 3/4 of the verse. Like, I used to be able to do the whole thing because I had no life when I was younger, but like.
Well, I feel like that's not the type of thing you just forget.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was. But I started to try and train myself back into it because I was like, you know what? Like. I should literally just retrain myself into this because I'm bored. Mm-hmm. So, like, why not? It's COVID. So, like, let me just try and relearn all this Busta Rhymes stuff that I taught myself when I was, like, this little puny-ass kid. I was, like, bullied.
when did you decide that, like what was the moment that you said, I'm going to tackle this Busta,
this verse? So, because everybody said it was so hard. Like, it's not hard. Like, you just need to do it, like, 1,000 times, and you got it. So, like, I would put it on YouTube. I would read the lyrics, and I'd literally be like, boom, 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 let's go. And I feel like I'm running. I feel like I got to get away. But I don't, but I won't, and I won't ever stop because, you know, I got to win every day. Woo. And, like, I would do the whole thing. And, like, I would just keep doing it until I got all of it. And literally that's how I spend my days because – before I did that, I was watching Days of Our Lives and eating bags of barbecue potato chips. And I was like, what's better, rapping music or soap operas? And I was like, you know what, Isabella, you elevated.
You learned a new skill.
You're learning new skills. Yeah. That's rapping.
It was like I could either sit around and watch soap operas or I could learn a new party trick.
Because when I was younger, my mom would always watch Days of Our Lives, so I used to watch it with her all the time. Mm-hmm. And then when she started working, like, it was on the DVR because that was when DVRs first started. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, so I'm just gonna sit here and eat barbecue potato chips and watch it on DVR before my cheer practice because I had no life. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know what, let me just learn songs instead for fun. Literally in myself in the mirror. Like, you know, like the lyrics when they're like, dance like Shakira in the mirror. Like, I would literally do that because I was bored. Literally.
Where's Urbano when you need him?
I know.
Yeah. I told you too. I said, this has got Urbano written all over it. And I know. Jules boss ladyed me. She was like, get Chris in here for a little while. I was like, all right, Jules, I'm just gonna hit
Chris
record.
Is so quick. I didn't even. Oh my God.
They'll be back.
We talked to Urbano by the pool.
We did. I want to talk to Urbano more. He was telling us some enlightening stuff.
So you got to meet him a little bit?
Yeah. Yes, at the pool.
Urbano has a very good perspective on things. Yes. I like hearing his point of view.
Speaking of perspective,
mm-hmm. Yes. This is going to be a big one. We're going to get into Bella's first question.
Yay.
Are you nervous?
No.
Yeah, really, absolutely no reason to be nervous at all. Okay. Dear Albie, Jules, Candace, Caroline, Chris, and even Christine, Bella, we just let people down left and right when they do this. But hey, whatever. Is it a good quick side note. I must say I do love hearing about Christine's sexcapades. I am both intrigued and curious about what she's got going on. I feel like she's had some experience dealing with the situation I'm currently in, maybe. Anyway, please don't use my email or judge me for the following story. Now, are you a Christine fan, Bella?
I think Christina is so funny.
I think Christine's really good on the show.
She is so good. We have a lot to follow up.
A lot to follow up with Christine, but yes. Here we go. So as you know, I love to shop online, and I know you guys love it too. I'm a little bit more intense about it lately. I don't have a ton of time. I like to get things sent to me. It's easy. Also, I tend to buy some really weird stuff, very, very weird stuff. So it's not like there's not a store for the things that I'm really shopping for. I'm all over the map. Anyway, I digress. But I know all of you shop online, and we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at the end of a checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is now a thing of the past. Honey is a free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best ones and puts it directly into your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have text to tech and gaming to fashion brands and even food delivery. So here's how it works. Imagine you're shopping online. And then when you go to check out, the Honey button drops down. All you have to do is click apply coupons, wait a few seconds, and boom. Honey finds a working coupon, and you watch the prices drop. So this has happened. I've talked about this before. I've gotten shoes with Honey. I've gotten sweaters. I've gotten housewares. You name it. I've used it. Honey's the absolute best, and it works every single time. So if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. I'd never recommend something I don't use. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/pineapple. That's joinhoney.com/pineapple. I promise you guys, it's awesome. Anytime you see the promo code pineapple, you also know they're good people. So we love you guys. Thanks for supporting the show. We'll get back to it. This is old school Jules in here too. We got highlights and everything. For background, I am a 29-year-old female, and I live with my 45-year-old boyfriend. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 7 years. We have started to create a life together, talking about the future and how he's planning on marrying me. I love my boyfriend, and he does provide me with a good life, shower me with gifts, picking up my favorite food without me having to ask, taking care of me when I'm not feeling well, etc. However, I feel like sometimes he judges me and treats me like a child. Like if I'm having a bad day at work, he'll criticize how I handle the situation instead of just listening to me vent. I'm getting older, and I know my biological clock is ticking. Whenever I bring up the conversation about children with my boyfriend, he's very adamant against it. He already has a son, and they currently don't have the best relationship. Whenever I mention that this would be a different experience, he immediately shuts it down and has even gone far enough to say that I couldn't handle being a mom, which really hurts my feelings because I'm really great with babies and kids. We have a very small but tight friend group. There's about four couples, so we're always together as a group. Group texts, group FaceTime calls during COVID. They're basically like a second family to me. My boyfriend has kind of been the orchestrator for creating the friend group. He was friends with these guys long before me, and he was the one who brought this one guy, let's call him Austin, into the group. Austin is 38 and also has a girlfriend he lives with. Austin and his girlfriend live the closest to me and my boyfriend, so a lot of times just the four of us together. Lately, I've gotten really close with Austin. I feel like I can talk to him about anything. I've confided in him when I'm having a hard time with my boyfriend, work problems, literally anything. He gives me the best advice, and I feel like he generally listens and cares about what I have to say. After we have our little heart-to-hearts, he'll text me a few days later and ask how I'm doing and if it's gotten any better. My problem started around New Year's 2020. Normally, we have a big party for New Year's, and this was pre-COVID. It just ended up being the four of us. Around 1 or 2 a.m., Austin and I were the only ones up. We were sitting together drinking, talking, and flirting, and we had a really deep conversation about the future. We got to the point where we both confessed that we were in the same place in our relationships, feeling like something was missing. And then we started talking about what it would be like if we were together. When we were talking about it, I realized that we are the same person and want the same things. Ever since then, we've been texting a lot, making plans to get lunch together, drinks, going out to dinner as couples, where he sits next to me or across from me, and had even more late night talks. In some of our recent conversations, he's told me how he could see himself marrying me and having kids with me.
Oh, shit.
This conversation started kind of jokey and under the influence of alcohol, but he's brought it up multiple times in text convos that we've had in the middle of the day. The other day, you guys are drunk in the middle of the day.
Drunk right words are sober thoughts.
You're drunk in the middle of the day right now, though.
But drunk words are sober thoughts. So anyway.
The other day, we got lunch together, and after he texted me how he was thinking about how we'd have an amazing beach wedding one day, I have to admit.
He planned the wedding? What beach? I want to know.
did she even say what?
She didn't say what beach. They didn't get that far yet. But
I have to admit it. It's really nice to hear, but I'm not sure if he's only saying these things to sleep with me. I do get a bit of I do get a bit of a F-boy vibe from him because what guy just says that without being prompted and also to a girl he's not even dating? This has been going on for about a year and a half, and I still get super excited when he texts me or if I see him at a party. I don't know if it's just puppy love or if I'm actually falling for him. I just don't know what to do. I love my boyfriend. He does want to spend the rest of his life with me, but not having the children thing is such a big thing for me, and it gets bigger the older I get. I just have this fear of missing out on something that could be so special and fulfilling. I love being around Austin, and the things he says to me gives me butterflies, but I have this feeling that I'm going to get played. Even when I think about the possibility of it working out with Austin, what would the rest of the friend group think? I feel like it would change the whole dynamic of the group. I really don't have any other friends outside of them, so what do you guys think I should do? Messy and confused Mac, for short. That's got to be the longest one I've ever read.
That was really long.
Yeah.
I was just waiting so I could put my input in because I was just like dying over here. First off, leave your boyfriend. You're not on the same page mentally and for your long run, and you're going to regret it completely. Like you said, your biological clock is ticking. And as a female, if I was in your shoes, I would totally understand that. Leave your boyfriend. But I'm not saying leave your boyfriend for this friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying leave your boyfriend for yourself to figure out a long-term thing. Because this friend, quote-unquote friend, has a long-term girlfriend that he is with. And has he expressed that he was leaving this girlfriend for you? Has he officially said, I will leave for you? No, he's just giving you all these kind of like, I don't know. I don't trust men. That's a really big thing. Like, you can't trust it, especially when they're in relationships and they're bored. Like, he might just be bored. And I'm not trying to say this in, like, the worst way possible, but sometimes men, when they're bored in their own relationships, they look for attention elsewhere. And I just don't want you to get your hopes up to get them crushed. And I don't want you to waste your time, especially when kids are on your mind and you have so much going for you. I don't know, Jules, do you agree? You're another woman at this table.
No, I totally agree. Like, at the end of the day, like, you have to think about what you want. And if you want kids and the man that you're with doesn't want them, you know, that's something that you don't want to miss out on, especially if that's your goal, to have children. Yeah. Guys can say a lot of things, but actions always speak louder than words.
Oh my god. This is like, I am in a fun house right now.
Actions
that was
always speak louder than words.
I got major Shining vibes right now. You guys are like the two Shining twins.
They God, do. No, but it's true. Actions speak louder than words. Did he break up with her?
No.
Did he, like, what is he proving to you that he wants to be with you?
If he wants to be with you, he'll leave his girlfriend. It would be a shame for you to leave your boyfriend and then he doesn't leave his girlfriend.
No, but you should leave your... No, okay. It's different. You should leave your boyfriend, period, because you want kids and he doesn't. And that's going to be a big problem for you. And it's not like... Okay, so, like... There's, like, this weird comparison, but, like, John Cena and that girl, Brie Bella, or whatever her name was, the wrestler that he was with, like, she really wanted kids, he didn't want kids, and then he tried to compromise with the marriage, but he wasn't compromising with the kids, and then she left him. Like, that's kind of, like, the thing is, if you really want something, you need to stick to that. It doesn't matter how much you love somebody, because if he loved you just as much as you loved him, he would give you a kid. And then he told you wouldn't be a good mother? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's my problem with this whole thing. Like, I mean, look, she really shouldn't be with either of these guys, but I think it's you gotta, like, if having kids and all that is a really big deal for you and that's kind of the be all end all, well, then you kind of already have your answer. Yeah, but I think the other guy thing, for that to be going on for a year and a half, it's just way, way, way too long to expect also that, oh my God, I'm gonna make a move with this guy and all that other stuff. It just doesn't. None of these things are really adding up for you in a way that I think isn't at all positive.
Helpful to your situation, what you want, your goal.
Yeah. And if somebody says to you, hey, look, you know, I don't think you'd be a good mom.
No.
First of all, there's a major, major age difference. Like, that is a huge age difference from, you're talking, I think it's like 17 years that they've got between them, right?
Is it 17?
I think she's 29 and he's like 46 or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. 45, whatever. And... he's like, that is a completely different approach on life. Like,
exactly.
At 29 years old, you experienced everything differently than when he was 29. Forget about 18 and all that other stuff. Like, you know, and we're a lot more influenced by, I think, social media, where other people don't necessarily take the opinions of other things as, like, you know, I don't know if he's on that, like, style of stuff, but. The point is, like, when you also have a kid and he's estranged from his kid, you got to look at it that way, too. There could be a number of different things that are painful for this guy to kind of reconcile in his mind that, you know, maybe he doesn't want to go down that road again. It just doesn't seem like a fit long term either way.
And it doesn't have anything to do with the love you have for each other. But also, at the end of the day, you have all this love for him, but you're ready to leave him for his best friend. I don't know. You know also, what I'm saying?
Yeah. Also, too, how you can see how he is with his child already. It kind of
like
gives
they
you
have a weird relationship. It gives you a clear example of how he is as a father.
Exactly. And, you know, having a child is such a life changing.
He's almost 50. He doesn't want another infant. Like, you could already tell right off the bat, people at that age, they really don't.
Well, and also, you want somebody who's going to be just as supportive through the whole pregnancy process and having a child. And it would be a real shame for you to be alone in this process.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. I feel the same way. Like, if I was her, I just think, not trying to, like, demean all the hope that was in that email, because it sounded super hopeful for your future. I just think that, personally, I would focus on yourself.
Yes, always focus on
yourself first.
Want.
Like, I feel like you just need to take a break from both men, because this one is all talk and the other is pretty demeaning. Like, I wouldn't even know what to do with somebody who's told me that I wouldn't be a good mother. Like, I... I wouldn't be a good mother, but you also have an estranged relationship with your son, so how are you as a father? Like,
right.
I would get kind of nasty. Like, I wouldn't, you know, and I see why she's looking for attention and she's looking for love from another man that's constantly in their life, the best friend,
mm-hmm.
because, like, she's not getting it from him. But I think that both need to go because I think both of them are low-key toxic in their own ways.
True.
And I'm really not trying to demean your email at all because I know you sounded super hopeful, but, like, I hope everybody here agrees with me that, like, I think it's just best if you part ways from all of them. Albie.
Nah, I mean, look,
you're the man in this.
Yeah, I think that's what you should do. I think, you know, but I think also there's a lot to be said about, like, the age difference doesn't really matter if you're not aligned with
mentally.
What your landing
goals.
Place is. I
mean, yeah.
A relationship, it's like you're getting on an airplane. You know, like, you guys, if you're not landing in the same place, you probably shouldn't get on the plane.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know, it's just one of those things. But I think also, too, I think now is a more difficult time to date somebody that much older than ever.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. like, that's, you know, you got to think. If
all
you
the
had a
obstacles
kid,
in your way, too. Like, it's just.
Well, I mean, there's a shot if you have a child, you know, you got to think about the idea of having a child at that age. I mean, when that kid goes to college, he's going to be close to 70.
Yeah.
Like, that's a major, major, major issue.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot to put on somebody about how the rest of their life is going to play out. Like, you got to earn for that person and all of that other stuff. You got to, like,
right.
kind of prepare to support that family.
And also, as a father, too, you want to be young enough. Because I know my dad always told me this. Like, he would never want to have kids too old because he had us pretty young. He wouldn't want to have kids too old because then he wouldn't be young enough to, like, do, like, youth baseball with my brothers or do mm-hmm. all these things, play in the backyard. Because when you got arthritis, it's kind of hard, mm-hmm. you know, like when you're a little older.
Yeah.
So you have all these obstacles in your way to give your kid the proper, you know, not to say that there's any right or wrong way to raise your kid, but, like, it's kind of hard to ask a 45-year-old to start all over again, especially
mm-hmm.
when at the end of the day, add 45 to 20, they're in the middle of college and he's, what, like 65 years old? That's crazy.
I think, though, people kind of clam up at the idea of, okay, well, I got to then go start this anew. Like, you're not going to meet anybody
yeah,
and what's going to
happen. No,
yeah,
everything's
scary.
Being in a relationship with somebody that won't have a kid with you is scary. And getting out of that relationship that
finding
you already
knew.
Like, established love, it's scary. I feel like it's all, life is scary, guys. You have to take risks. I don't know how to explain it, but I really want you to have a kid, so please take the risk.
Yeah, and you
jump.
Can't be afraid of change.
You can't be afraid of change, but when I mean change from all the scenarios, so please, the best friend has to go. I'm sorry, he just sounds like he's all talking.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't
really
even,
don't
like,
want you to
I wouldn't pay attention
to yourself.
Yeah, and I think the friend group is a little, the whole,
it's weird.
It sounds very friends-like.
Yeah.
Like, they're all sitting in a coffee shop and stuff. I don't know, I don't like anything you got going on.
Yeah.
Get it. So stop it. Just stop all of it. Anyway, we got to chime. Hey, everyone, love the podcast no matter who's there. That's a win.
Oh, I'm here, guys.
That's a win.
Oh, my God.
So I remembered the episode when your dad's use of the shower head was the topic of discussion and how much better it was for the environment. And I know you really try to stay away from the whole number two focused emails, but I was scrolling through Twitter and this randomly popped up, a reusable toilet cloth paper. Just to note, yes, I care about the environment.
Albie, did you drink too today?
No, I didn't. I'll get there. Just to note, I care about the environment. However, disposable toilet paper and diapers are a necessity in our household. My thought was, could you imagine someone bringing these to a laundromat where it's shared with strangers? Thanks for the entertainment. Again, sorry to reignite the topic, but I was speechless, and you guys were my first thought. Sincerely, a number one fan. She's given us the pictures of the reusable toilet paper. This
really?
Is nightmare fuel.
Is this scary? Like, do you wash it in the washing machine? Like,
it's,
how does it work?
It's
okay,
basically a roll of toilet paper.
That
okay,
you wash.
That
like a
is,
rag, like a towel rag. Like
yes.
the 1800s.
And they have the nerve to put this out there in white. I think this
but
is
like,
the worst thing I've ever
if
seen.
If you don't have a personal laundry machine, aren't you embarrassed to put that in a machine? If it's all like, okay, if you're a woman, one, it's going to be bloody or whatever if you're of age. And then the poop and the pee, like, it's just gross. Isn't that just like a nasty thing? Like, I don't
think.
I
wasn't even thinking about that yet, Bella.
I don't think
my brain
the
hadn't gotten there.
Environment is just like enough.
I mean, it's,
Like, don't you don't think about that? Like, it's so gross. Like, you're gonna put that in the laundry machine with all your clothes.
Yeah, no way, Jules. You gotta get a picture of this up on the
Instagram.
On the Insta. But yeah, look, I don't like.
I'm not washing that with my whites. If it's white, like,
I mean,
I guess it gets its own load. I guess that's like the intention: save the environment, get its own load. But I thought paper is recyclable.
It's like kind of like yeah, but like oh, you know, like I wash my colors, I wash my whites, and
I wash my
shits.
Toilet paper. Yeah, like,
yeah, yeah. That's
no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but we're
baby.
Not the 1800s.
Like, look, I'm not saying.
No, but the toilet paper was 1800s.
The toilet paper as a thing, okay? Disposable toilet tissue. Jules, you're gonna have to look this up. When was toilet paper invented?
Is that why it's bad for the environment?
Invented. No, I mean, wipes are apparently the worst thing that you can put down. But
I know everything's bad for the turtles, but
the thing about this that I hate the most,
toilet paper?
The reusable cloth toilet paper is one long sheet. So like,
I want to see
you're
what
not
it
even,
looks like.
You're not even
I'm
cutting
like
it off. You're not even cutting it off. You're not even pulling pieces off. That's it's one long sheet.
Oh no! Even he agrees. No.
Mike, it was first introduced in 1857.
1800s.
And it was available
paper,
as late as the 1920s.
I took history class.
So before that, people were. I mean,
not
you know,
they taught me
I guess you were using. I would think you'd maybe use water. Did we just kind of move on and just start walking? I don't know.
Your hands
shake and bake.
That's you know, but that's not a good.
I think people shit in a box back then.
Well, I mean, hey. Let's put it this way. The only time I used a cloth to wipe, it ended up in a box. And I think that box is actually still, I still know where that box is.
Pull the roll.
Yeah, pull the roll.
Wipe.
And you wipe. Yeah. And then what happens?
You have to
put it in the laundry bag.
Well, how about this?
No,
it's still on the roll. But also, too, now you're not getting
a
fresh.
No, you don't reuse twice.
It's one long roll.
No, you have to. I guess like you have to just keep buying the one long roll. There's no way you reuse this twice. There's no way you wipe yourself.
It's reusable toilet paper.
There's without washing. Is there like a wash cycle time? There's no way you take that and then you wipe yourself.
It looks like they have pins and they put it in a box. Oh my god. Oh.
Wait, there's more.
It looks like they have just like a receptacle.
I just
what that retracts the shit out of the toilet paper so you can reuse it again. Like I'm not wiping my shit with more shit. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, yeah, you don't wash clean with dirty.
Why
exactly.
Do we always get back to
cross
the topic.
Cross contamination. The butt always comes up on
it
the show.
It does.
It really does. We had we're just moving on. Dear Albie, my boyfriend is best friends with his high school ex-girlfriend. They dated for 2 years. He says that they are just friends and have no feelings for each other whatsoever anymore. Mm-hmm. They both just enjoy each other's company. We both just graduated college and have been going to quite a few grad parties, and I noticed that she keeps popping up to all the ones at his friend's house.
Oh, this is a younger listener.
Mm-hmm.
Which is big. It's nice to know.
Yes.
Keeps me young. I noticed he keeps popping up to all the ones at his friend's house. I know they dated 4 years ago and trust his word. He knows how I feel about the situation, but doesn't really seem to care if I'm uncomfortable. What should I do? Should I be suspicious? Audrey.
Mm.
Look, I think you can have no feelings for an ex sort of a thing. Mm-hmm. That was your high school something.
Yeah,
but
right?
Are they still in high school, though?
No.
They just graduated college.
Okay, so this is 4 years past.
I don't give you – you're still not mentally – even when you graduated college, right? You're not – you haven't – like, you're learning yourself in high school. Then you learn your college self.
Mm-hmm.
Then you kind of learn your new college self with your old high school friends because you just went home.
Yeah.
And then it's like you're finding a job and you learn that person.
Yeah.
And then, like, when you get closer to, like, I think 30 is when things start to click.
I don't think high school relationships are secure enough for you to be worried, if that makes sense. Like, I think that – I don't think there was – like, I don't know how to explain it. But if everything they do and everything they say is platonic, they could easily come from a smaller town that everybody's friends with each other. You know, the backstory, everything like that. They could also just be in the same friend group, happen to have dated, and then you grow up and you change and you're different. The other person could have another significant other. You could have another significant other. Always keep yourself on your toes because you never know. Like, always one eye open. But, like, I feel like when you're in high school, your relationship in high school, when you are both in high school and you are young and whatever, I don't think it's solid like it's as solid for you to be so worried that anything is going on past that. I don't know if you agree, but like I feel like if they had a relationship so long ago, 4 years ago, and they hang out as friends, I would still feel a way. I don't know. Because, like, I also talk all this shit, but I'm also kind of crazy. So, like, I don't know how I would really feel. Like, I feel like I want to be understanding, but I'd also just peep the movements. Like, don't be blind. Peep the movements. See how they interact with each other. And if they interact in a way that's a little more than friendly, or if you peep anything, you hear anything, you see anything, then you know how to act accordingly.
Like a marshmallow peep?
Yeah.
I'd always be suspicious.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would keep your eye open.
Yeah. I mean, you have to trust your partner, but
I don't want to sound untrustworthy.
Other girls.
I don't want people. That's what nobody understands. It's the girls that be the most trifling. I'm sorry.
This is, I mean, you're just sound bites waiting to happen, Bella. We waited too long for this. But here's the thing. Here's where I will go with this.
Okay. Go, Albie, from the man's perspective.
Have you ever been
friends with an ex from high school? Yeah. Are you still close with them?
Not that we're still close. It's like I look at it at, you know, now you're talking in my end almost 20 years later. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. So like
everyone's already established by then. I feel like
it's just
no
very
more
different.
Catty
like my
stuff.
High school ex-girlfriend has kids and stuff. So
think
like,
about when you were in this person's shoes, though.
How about
so
this?
So let's fast forward. Let's go backwards.
Well, that's
to
what
when
I'm saying. Like, here's the thing about it, right? You have like my high school ex-girlfriend still talks to my mom. My mom bought Christmas gifts from my high school ex-girlfriend. There's like a fondness to memories and stuff like that, but you don't
there's
think
like
about it in the same brain because you're not the same person.
Right. That you were back
then.
You
know what I mean? Yeah. So like there's almost nothing about myself from when I was in high school that I can relate to.
But
right
that's
now.
What I was saying. Mm-hmm. Like you're completely different. I just say peep the movements recently.
But the thing about it when you graduate college is you sell it to yourself that you went through a different experience and you definitely grow a lot, but you sell it to yourself like, oh, well, that's just way back in high school. For me, yeah, that shit's way back in high school. I'm coming up on a 20-year reunion in like 3 years, whatever it is.
Oh, that's exciting.
But the thing is, I won't go.
you don't want to show?
No, not really.
Everybody?
I don't really care. Like, I was never really into that. If I keep in touch with you, I keep in touch with you. But
I feel you.
I think more people go into college, come back, and number one, the emotions are fresh for a certain amount of time. Sometimes you split up because you guys met other people. Now you're like, you know, well, I'm finding myself. I'm back home. Mm-hmm. I'm more established. We should kind of get to know each other on a new level. And things can connect again.
That's okay. Yeah. So that's what I was going to say. There's a lot of couples that will be in high school, break up because they don't want to establish a relationship where they're only each other's partners. That's the only partners they've ever been with. I know many people that have done that, that have gone away to school and I guess quote unquote kept it open, and when they come home they're a thing. Mm-hmm. But the thing that makes it complicated is, you know, you have a committed relationship on the other half.
Well, you're in a
committed relationship that's outside of this little problem you have.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about I was just thinking about if you got an issue and you bring it to your boyfriend, he doesn't seem to care. That's really weird.
Yeah. You have to peep his movements. That's what I said. Peep his movements. I feel like Jules agrees.
I agree. I'm just always suspicious.
Yeah. One eye open.
Al, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What if Chelsea was still close with an ex and hung out with him like every now and then? How would you
feel? Does Albie get jealous?
I don't think the word is jealous. I think I pay attention to things. Yeah. And I go based
stuff,
on
stuff like the marshmallow.
Yeah, yeah. I stay peeping. And I don't believe in. You can be friendly with an ex and all of that other stuff. I do think, though, girls approach it different than guys.
Yeah.
You know, there might be reasons for family reasons or work reasons and all that that you might keep in touch with an ex. Those are understandable things. To say, oh, we're going to get a drink for the sake of getting a drink isn't necessarily something that
would you
I look
okay
at the same way.
It?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. I mean, you know, I think I it's very strange to kind of it really to wrap so your dependent. Head around. No, right? It's not really to wrap my head around. It depends so much on the context and the circumstances yeah. around mm-hmm. it. You know.
Yeah, I feel like if you gave us a little more, just a little more context, we would be able to give like a more definitive answer.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we're going off of our own personal opinions right now, and I really want to help you in your personal problem, but like at the same time, just peep his movements because you know better. You know,
I personally, like, if my guy had a problem with that, I would respect his feelings and try to, like, step back from.
Yeah, having no, to 100%. But does she communicate that to him that she feels a way about well, this, or does she sit
she
there?
She said that she did. So, I mean, I would make it
and
more
he
about
dismissed
that.
It?
That yeah. He's being dispensive. So, I mean.
Oh, so then that's the bigger issue. It's not that he talks to her and hangs out with her. You never want to be with somebody who dismisses your feelings.
Well, look, if he was like, hey, there's a reason to be friendly.
Yes.
That mm-hmm. I there's always that. If it's just like, oh, we like hanging
but
out, we enjoy each
other's.
Men
don't know how to communicate, Al, but you should know this.
You know,
they can't communicate ever.
Everybody
it's
communicates.
So hard for
everybody
them.
Everybody communicates. I just think a lot of people
choose not to.
No, I just think a lot of people only focus on what's being said.
Yeah.
Mm. There's a lot of things that you know. I communicate a little bit differently in some senses. Yeah. Like the way I might tell somebody I care about them is not necessarily always with words type of a thing.
Yeah.
Like it's a really, it's like if I'm taking time to me, like that comes with a tremendous amount of anxiety. Like I don't think people fully that I'm close with will understand sometimes like for me to go out to dinner. At a place that's busy is a really, really difficult thing for me to do.
Just to be in public with somebody?
I don't like it.
To be seen?
I feel I have just like a social anxiety.
Well,
but
is it because of the growing up in reality TV? Is
yeah,
that
no,
like
TV
a thing?
Definitely did that to me. But I think like when I'm working, I'm very comfortable there because there's purpose and I know what is happening. I can predict what's happening. When I'm just out, it's like what's going
to
happen.
So
and
how
my,
long did
my
it take you to take
out.
Your current girlfriend out? Like
no, I'll go out.
You'll go out. You don't
it's not
care.
Really about that. Like I'll deal with it, kind of a thing. But like, yeah. I'm more.
But you have to really like the person to want.
No,
to do
not
it.
Even that. I think the better way to say it is if I'm doing that at all. Like I'll go to the same spots often because I get comfortable there.
Yeah.
So like, if something comes up and it's like, hey, there's, let's go to a art show, or like let's go to a concert, let's go to a whatever. I don't. Do well.
Yeah, you don't want to be.
But I won't put that on somebody. Yeah. I won't even tell them.
Mm. You'll just keep it internally.
So, like, I'll leave there. Like, you know, to be honest with you, this is really, really strange. Going to a wedding as a guest really freaks me out.
Really?
Really freaks me out. So, like, I'll go, but if something comes up later on, it's like, oh, hey, you're not, like, I've already in my brain made.
What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But.
Brain,
we'll get into it.
You've already made up. You said like in your brain. You've
well, in my brain, I've already said to myself like I.
You're in like defense
mode. You're not really experiencing the same things I'm experiencing, so it's not fair of me to expect you
right,
to kind of relate
to
it. But like, I know that in my, it's kind of like I'm allergic to shellfish. And if you loved going to eating shellfish, and I brought you to a shellfish restaurant, and I just ate the bread, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? To me, that's a sacrifice of a thing. Right.
Yeah, no, that's a respectful thing to do.
It's not as
obvious,
but like, it's a really for me to do that. It's fucking draining.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I don't necessarily like, share that a lot. But like, that's an example of something that I'm doing something that
for
is
that
just
person.
A. I want. I
a
know
gesture.
This will make you happy, so
yeah.
I'm kind of putting myself backwards. So like, there are things that like,
you
can express
I
yourself
think,
that way, but that doesn't
maybe,
seem like anything.
I'm not trying to say to like press him or anything, but like. You know, you want to make sure your feelings are heard, your feelings are understood. I mean, I don't want to be the person to say bring it up again, but, like, you really don't want to stay in a relationship with somebody where, you know, you just have to accept their, accept what they're saying. Accept that they're dismissing what you're saying and they're just keep on going with the motion.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think, too, in relationships, you have to sacrifice some things, and people don't realize that. And not just sacrifice major things in your life, but you have to compromise in a way.
Exactly.
Don't you agree, Al?
It's a two-way. So, like, if he knows he's not doing anything wrong, it's also okay for him to be like, I'm not doing anything wrong, so I'm not going to sacrifice who I want to hang out with.
Yeah.
That's all fair.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Bella, how was your first episode? Because I got to get back to work.
Oh, it was was good.
Good time.
Yeah.
You have fun.
It went by so quick.
You're here tomorrow too, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll do another one later.
Yay.
All right, so you guys hang, hit the town, and then maybe we'll do another round when you guys are all.
Are you gonna meet us for drinks later? Nando wants videos of shots. We have to let me know when you're done with your shift.
I'm never done ever. So Jules knows.
So we'll just send you our location everywhere we go, and then the one location that you're okay with meeting us, just thumbs up the message.
Perfect.
We'll send Nando the video, and we're good.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, guys. See you later.